This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله everyone. جزاكم الله خير for joining us and welcome to our Tuesday night program. الحمد لله رب العالمين. May Allah reward all of you. And again, if you would like to share, where are you joining us from? And again, may Allah accept from us, from everyone, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. We're going to be continuing talking about, again, this is especially these days, for the next 2 weeks, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, a lot of people, walillahi alhamd, are going back again to Mecca. Back meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened it, walillahi alhamd, allowed us to visit his house, allowed us to do Umrah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, allowed us to visit the city of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, al-Madina, al-Munawwara, the enlightened city, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And this is a ni'mah that we all need, and me is the first person, is we all need to remember the ni'mah, the blessings, the virtue, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. So this is going to be for everyone who have gone, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, since they allowed the visitors to go, alhamdulillah, since August. For those who, inshallah, getting ready to go, walillahi alhamdu wal minna, those who just came back, and for those who, inshallah, may be going later on, and those who would love to go, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yet have not invited them. This is how I always say. And it's an invitation. It is his house. So he invites whom he will, the time he will, and all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree, decisions, if you want to use the word, it's all based on hikmah. We really need to always think of that nothing happens without the will of Allah. And nothing happens unless Allah allows it. And everything Allah allows it or does not allow it is for hikmah, for wisdom. He is al-Hakim and he knows. He knows we love his house. He knows we really want to go. But for some reason, and Allah, again, he is al-Hakim. He decides these people go this time and another group goes this time, this year, next year. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So what I want to talk about today, if you remember last week, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we talked about the names of Mecca. And the names of Mecca gave us, inshallah, bi-idhnillah, a good feeling of what's that city? Yani, there is, as if you remember, we start saying by Imam al-Nawawi said that when something is given more than one name, a place, someone is given more than one name, this is usually an indication about the virtue and the status of that thing or that person. And if you remember, we covered, there was more than 20 names for Mecca. Al-Balad, the town, Al-Balad Al-Amin, the town of safety or the safe city, and Ummul Qura, the mother of the all villages or all cities, Bakka, Mecca. We covered this all last time. So what I want to do today, because when we go, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, usually, in general, we're going to Mecca, whether Mecca first or Medina first. But usually we go to these two cities. And of course, there is rituals we're going to do. Our series last week, today, and inshallah, if allowed, we have a part 3, is not to go through the fiqh part. The fiqh part, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, especially for Umrah, it's not that difficult. It's not that many things that you worry about. The most important thing when we go, and I always remind myself before I go, I need to know, or I need to remind myself and keep reminding myself, is where I am going. From the time I book to the time I am packing my things to when I am in the plane, when I land, I need to keep reminding myself where I am going and what is this place that I am being invited, in spite of probably there is millions much better than me and millions way more worthy of visiting his house. But again, by his virtues and his blessings and by his wisdom, he chose to invite me. So when I am, again, made the intention, booked it, I am packing, and then alhamdulillah, I'm in the plane, I'm coming, I'm arriving, as those of you have been there, when I land in Jeddah, and then whether I am going right away to Mecca or I am going to Medina, I need to start reminding myself and keep reminding myself where I am, where I am. And the more you keep reminding yourself, where are you? And who invited you? Whatever difficulty, and the trip is always, always, subhanAllah, has to have difficulty. I always say it's like, Ya Allah, it's part of it. You want to get me more ready. You want to test me so I'm more patient, so I'm more rewarded. But this trip, in subhanAllah, in general, traveling is usually associated with difficulty. And in fiqh, when you study, they teach that as-safaru madannatul mashaqqa, that traveling carries with it the probability of difficulty. So let alone we are going to this amazing place. What I'm trying to say is, the more I remind myself of where I am going and whose house is this, and whose city is this? And what kind of a city is this? Whatever I see, whatever I go through, whatever, if I didn't meet my expectation, my response would be very different. That's number one. And this is what I'm going to be covering today. The virtues of Mecca. And not the names. What is this city that everyone, subhanAllah, love to go? And once they go, they want to come back. So what is this city? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Qasas, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى سُبْحَانَ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. So what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? Allah said, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Your Lord create what he wills and he chooses also what he wills, but it's not repeated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses what he creates, how he creates them, the status he gives them, and he, from what he creates, he chooses from them, from his creation, some special things. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَارَ. We have no choice in this. Subhanallah wa ta'ala عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. What does that mean? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Mecca and chose to give Mecca this virtues, I need to remember this. And as we remember last time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا أقسم بهذا البلد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made an oath of any other city except Mecca. هذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. This is a surah was revealed in Mecca. And Allah says, I make an oath, and Allah, Al-Khaliq, Subhanah, بهذا البلد, this town, this city, this place, وأنت حل بهذا البلد, and you are living in this house, in this city. So in general, when I go, and again, I'm going to keep saying this for those of you who are going, those of you, if you are already there, those of you who live close by it, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, remember the following. When you are there, as you are coming, and as you have not yet entered the haram, but you see the haram from the outside, and you see the picture behind me, this is inside the haram. But if you are coming from the outside, you start seeing the courtyards. Of course, you don't see it yet, because Mecca, as we said last time, is a valley, actually. Yani, where is the Kaaba, is in a lower part. The surroundings are actually higher. So if you are driving to come, you will not see the Kaaba. I still remember the first time when I went, and I was like, where is it? Where is it? You don't see it. You just see the mountains. And then when you come in and you get very close, you see the haram from the outside, but you don't see the Kaaba, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preparing me, preparing me, preparing me. And at one point you come in and you see it, and subhanAllah. So the first thing is, when you come and see the haram, the virtues of Mecca, and listen to this one, the first mosque, the first house of Allah ever, that he created, subhana, was in Mecca, al-Masjid al-Haram. Awwalu masjid. It's the first masjid that was built, that was made to be on this earth, is actually al-Masjid al-Haram. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said that. He was asked, what is the first masjid that was built, that was put on this earth? Qala al-Masjid al-Haram. He said, Al-Masjid al-Haram, the sanctuary, mosque, or everybody, alhamdulillah, listening to me, when I say Al-Masjid al-Haram, you know Al-Masjid al-Haram. Then he was asked, Thumma ay, then what's after it? So the first one that was put on this earth, and remember, yani we human being, when we build a home, or we buy a home, or it's the first home we move in, it's also always has a special place. Imagine it's the house of Allah. It was the first one that he subhana. This is his earth. He could have put it anywhere. He could have chosen any other masjid, but he chose the Masjid al-Haram to be the first one, and he chose it to be in Mecca. So when you go there, when before you enter, bring this to you, inside you. This is he, subhana al-azim, the majestic, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the merciful, the compassionate. You bring all the names of Allah. You say, Ya Allah, you chose this place. You chose it. And you chose to have the first masjid. And what is masjid? Buyutillah, it's the houses of Allah. And you chose the first house of you, Ya Rabbi, to be in this place. Subhanallah. I don't think many of us, when we go to Mecca, before I have not seen the Kaaba yet, I'm just entering. When I see the haram, this comes to me. أول مسجد وضع في الأرض. The first masjid that was put on this earth, قال المسجد الحرام. This is المسجد الحرام. Then the second one is not Medina. It's actually المسجد الأقصى. The masjid, the mosque in Jerusalem. And then he was asked, how much in between them? Time-wise, and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said 40 years. 40 years, 40. 40 years between al-Masjid al-Haram and al-Masjid al-Aqsa. So it's ancient. It was the first on this earth. You really have to even close your eyes and think there was nothing on this earth, no creation, and Allah put his house, first one, in that place. What a place is this? And that's Mecca. So number one of the virtues of Mecca is the fact Allah chose it to have his first house. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it. Again, it is him. Sanctuary. جَعَلْنَاهُ حَرَمًا آمِنًا. Allah made his whole haram. It's not only al-masjid. All that part of Mecca, Allah made it haram, sanctuary, meaning it is a place holy, has its own character, but also has certain things so special to it only. So again, for those of you who are coming to Mecca, whether you're coming from Jeddah or you're coming from Al-Madinah, you're going to start seeing it, especially if you're coming from Jeddah. You will see, and these days it's huge, it's like a Quran is being put on like the stand for the Quran, and then on the side says, Bidayatul Haram, the beginning of the Haram, and the Haram sanctuary. So think of it. Think of it as if you are, again, Allah is exalted, but just for us to feel it. Like, you know, when you come in your home, right? Your home, you have a gate, or some homes has fence. There's something around your home, right? To identify your home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put around Mecca, حدود الحرم. And this is why, again, for those of you who some people, when you need to put your ihram before al-miqat, and some people, if they are from the people of Mecca, they live in Mecca, they need to go outside that sanctuary border to make their ihram and come back. And the closest one is actually Masjid Aisha, the At-Tan'im, where some people go and make it to, if they want to do more than one umrah, they go there and come back. So haraman aminan. And look to this beautiful hadith. And this is in al-Bukhari and al-Muslim. Abu Shuraih is a sahabi. And he said to Amr ibn Sa'id, and he was like a governor, and he was planning to send troops to Mecca. And Abu Shuraih was there with him. And he said, Governor, allow me to tell you something. As you are sending these troops to Mecca, let me tell you something. And look at this. سَمِعَتُهُ أُذُنَايِ My ear have heard it from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And my heart understood it. And my eyes did see it. Did see Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam saying this. The day after he entered Mecca, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, al-ghad min yawm al-fath, the day of the conquer of Mecca, the second day, the sahabi, Abu Shuraih, heard the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said the following, inna Mecca harramaha Allah, wa lam yuharrimuha an-nas. Mecca, Allah made it sanctuary, not people. So this is from Allah. You know, when sometimes we say, I didn't do it, I was ordered to do it, or someone who you really respect said they asked me and I can't say no. Now, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, this Mecca, Allah made the sanctuary. It's not the people. وَلَمْ يُحَرِّمُهَا النَّاسِ. It's not the idea of a human beings. It's not the decision of a person. No, it's the decision of al-alim, of all-knowing, and al-hakim. So he was telling him, I heard this, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Mecca harramaha Allah. Allah, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah made Mecca sanctuary. And then, what are the special things once you enter that border of al-haram? وَلَا يَحِلُّ لِمْرِئٍ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And it is not allowed, it is not permissible for any person who believes in Allah and Day of Judgment, يَسْفِكُ فِيهَا دَمْ, to kill in it or cut a tree. And only one person. And if they tell you that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was given the permission to fight inside it, you answer them and say, he was telling people, and this sahabi was hearing Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam saying, he said Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in case some people come to you and tell you, well, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam fought inside Mecca, you will respond and say, that was only to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَمْ يُؤْذَن لَكُمْ, and nobody else can fight inside Mecca, and I was allowed to do it only 1 hour. And once it was conquered, it came back and became sanctuary. كَحُرْمَتِهَا, الْحُرْمَة, it's sanctuary. So when I enter again, as I am coming inside, right? And again, we have not get into the haram yet. We're not talking about the Kaaba yet. We're talking about Mecca. The virtues of Mecca, I need to bring this in me. So my umrah will be different. So when I go, I will not act the same way I act in my house or I act when I am with my friends. No, I am in the most sacred place. First masjid ever put on this earth was this masjid, al-haram. Now, three, and this is very important for me also. What does it mean to pray in that haram? What does it mean to pray in that haram? And you, again, you, subhanAllah, may Allah, Ya Rabbi Ameen, does not bring back the days when we saw very few people praying there versus the norm, millions. The picture you see it behind me, millions normally. Remember the virtues of praying there. Inside the haram of Mecca, in most of the, yani, there's a three opinion about the, is the prayer only in the haram, only in the mosque, or in the surroundings of mosque and surroundings, or all the area inside Mecca. And a good number of scholars will tell you it's the area inside Mecca, the area that Allah made it sanctuary, the salah there. The salah there is very different, the reward, than the salah anywhere else. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said this hadith, and some of you know it. And if you paid attention, if you are in Medina, you will see it. You will see this. And he said, Salatun fi masjidi hada. He was in Medina, alayhi salatu wasalam. He was there. He said, Salatun fi masjidi hada. A prayer, a salah, in my masjid. Better, afdalu, better than 1,000 salah in any other masjid, in any other mosque, except في المسجد الحرام. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam sitting in Medina, and he's saying to the Sahaba that praying in my masjid, so imagine this, and this also when you go to Medina, and we will talk about the virtues of Medina, inshallah, in part three of this talk. But today is we're talking about Mecca. So he's saying, Salatun fi masjidi, one salah, one. And he didn't specify whether it is an obligation, whether it is an extra non-obligatory salah. Fi masjidi hada, in the Masjid al-Nabawi, better than 1,000 salah in any other mosques. Now came Mecca, illa al-Masjid al-Haram, except in the Masjid al-Haram. There is more narration, more than one narration for this hadith. And in one of them, and this is in Ibn Majah, where he specified the number, and he said, wa salatun fil Masjid al-Haram. One salah in al-Masjid al-Haram, afdal, better than 100,000 salah outside, in any other masjid. One salah, one. Whether it's Fajr, whether it is Duha, whether it is any extra salah, one salah, 100,000. What virtues this Mecca has. What virtues this Mecca has. So remember this. So what I'm trying to bring to everybody and myself also is when you are there, don't take things lightly. Okay. Yeah. Don't say, Alhamdulillah, I prayed with the Jama'ah. Ak Rabbi lak alhamd. It's beautiful. But don't miss the opportunity to pray extras. Everyone is 100,000. So anything else, I can do it outside Mecca. Don't do it inside Mecca. Take the opportunity. Use the time to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to feel it, to get more rewards. Come out from your umrah, come out from your visit, and your and my and yours and our scale is way heavier than before we entered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said that it is, and we talked about it this last week, it's Ummul Qura. It is the mother of all cities. That's Mecca. You know, when human beings, we say this is a leader, or this is the best scientist, and this is a Nobel Prize winner, something that is unique between human beings. What about this uniqueness of this city that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ummul Qura, the mother of the cities? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said last week, it's in the Quran. لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. So you will warn أُمَّ الْقُرَى, meaning Mecca. Now look at the next one. And this is anywhere you are, you will feel this. That place of the earth, that place on this earth, is the only place that every Muslim, wherever he or she lives, face their face toward it. قِبْلَةٌ لِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. It is the place where I face and direct my body to it when I am praying, wherever I am. And Allah said this in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Wherever you're going to go, turn your face toward the Masjid al-Haram. That place on this earth, that place on this earth, Allah made it. Everywhere we are, on the mountain, in the cave, on this earth, you are in the east, you are in the west, you are in the north, you are in the south, wherever you are, even if you are in Mecca, you turned to the Masjid al-Haram. من حيث خرجت, wherever you are, wherever you are leaving or going, meaning when you are in any place, you direct your direction toward that place. So, you know, I want you, all of you, when you put our sajada, jainamas, the musalla, the rug that we, the prayer rug, right? And these days, alhamdulillah, with all the technology we have, we're going to go and look at the app, and it's like, where is Qibla direction, or where is the compass? Remember, this is the place. What is this place that Allah made? Everyone has to. It's one of the prerequisition of the correctness of salah, that you face the Qibla or you face Mecca. This is one of the virtues. Even, and listen to this hadith, even our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when he entered the Kaaba, and I don't know if you know this, but when we are inside the Kaaba, we cannot pray inside the Kaaba. Inside the Kaaba, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam entered the Kaaba, and he made dua in the four corners. This is the day when Mecca was conquered. So he entered the Kaaba, and he removed all the statues. And then he made dua in the four corners. Then he left the Kaaba and turned toward the Kaaba and he prayed two rukat. This is a hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. And he said, when lamma dakhala an-nabiy alayhi salatu wasalam al-bayt, when ar-rasul alayhi salatu wasalam entered al-bayt, the house, the Kaaba, subhanallah, very few people are allowed to enter inside. But when he alayhi salatu wasalam entered, he made dua in the four corners. Walam yusalli. And this is in al-Bukhari. And he did not pray inside the Kaaba. Then, حتى خرج من. Then he, until he left the house, ركع ركعتين. Then he prayed two ركعات قبل الكعبة, looking at the Kaaba. Subhanallah. And he said, وهذه القبلة. And he said, this is the قبلة. This is where I need to turn my face. What a city is this. Subhanallah, there is how many kilometers, how big is this earth, how many places geographically more beautiful, weather is nicer, all this we say, but Allah chose that place, that all the hearts, and this is another thing, all the hearts turn to it, subhanallah. يعني even this is the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim, وَجْعَلَ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِ, and make, تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ, make the hearts of the people turn toward it. When he left his people in that place, he made the dua that people will love to come to this place. And look at Muslims these days. Subhanallah. Another beautiful virtue, and this is especially for us these days, the days of insecurity, or the days of insecurity, the days of fear, the days of anxiety, and these days, if we are talking about the COVID, again, we have now the Omicron, and then it's becoming widely spread and very quickly and fastly spread between people. Subhanallah. And Allah made it upon himself to tell us, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا, and whomsoever enter the haram, he will feel safe. Subhanallah. And I cannot, I'm sure anyone who's listening to me and anybody who has been in that place, there is no feeling when you enter other than peace. How much worried you are, how many things on your mind. You know, this is life, we all go through things. But once you enter, especially when you enter the mosque itself, subhanAllah, it doesn't matter which door you enter. Something comes in your heart, which is the same feeling when you enter Medina, the city. You feel that you are safe. And Allah said it, أَوْلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا. Don't they see that we have made a safe sanctuary? وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ. And from around them, people are not feeling safe. So this is what I need when I go. Again, yani, what we need to do is we need to change the casual, the usual way we look at Mecca, the Haram, the Kaaba. We need to change it because I need to remind myself, again, place Allah chose, all the hearts turned to it. It's the place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that his first house is in there. The place that every Muslim turn his face to it. Even the dead, the people who are dying, the sunnah is to turn their face to the Qibla. When the dead, then you put them in the grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our graves, rawdam riyad al-jannah, a piece of Jannah. You put the face toward the Qibla as much as you can. So it is somewhere, it's like where it's the center. And actually, even geography, these days, they say it's Mecca is the center of this earth. And it's the center of the hearts, is the center of the love, because the creator of you and me, and the creator of this earth, chose it. SubhanAllah. Chose it to be this special, this place, SubhanAllah. One of the virtues I have to remind myself, especially if you're going to Umrah, and then they are going to take you to they call it Mazarat, where you're going to go and see the areas, you're going to go and see Arafah, you're going to go and see Muzdalifah, the places of Hajj. And you're going to say to yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that, again, that part of the earth that people needs to go for Hajj for it. No other place. You need to go to that place for Hajj, subhanAllah. He could have chosen any other place. No, it has to be this and the area surrounding it. SubhanAllah, the Hajj, which is one of the pillars of Islam. And it is one, and yani, your Hajj is not valid if you did not go to Arafah and you did not do tawaf around the Kaaba. Meaning you are outside the Haram and then you enter to the Haram. So he chose that the Hajj, the life journey as we call it, cannot be anywhere but to it. And look at the relationship Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had for Mecca. SubhanAllah, when he talks about Mecca, he talks, is like, you know, when we love something or we love someone, and that's how he described it and talked about it. I mean, this is what he said. Wallahi innaki lakhayru ardillah. By Allah, you are the best. You are the best land of Allah. وَأَحَبُّ أَرْضِ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And the most beloved land of Allah to Allah. And if it was not, I was forced to leave, I will never leave. I will never leave Mecca. SubhanAllah. The Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was going to Medina. And what a beautiful Medina. But there was this special relationship of this virtuous city, the most virtuous city. In another hadith, the same concept, now he is talking to Mecca, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is in Imam al-Tirmidhi, and he said the following. He talked to it. He talked to Mecca. You know, when we love something, have you seen, you know, sometimes even children, subhanAllah, you know, when they have their favorite doll or their favorite toy, they talk to it, right? And when we are in, when you love, like a mother loves her son and the son is away and she can't talk, she looks at the picture and starts talking to it. SubhanAllah. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said to Mecca the following, مَا أَطْيَبُكِ مِنْ بَلَدْ. What a beautiful and pure city you are. Talking to it. وَأَحَبُّكِ إِلَيْ. And you are the most beloved city to me. ولولا أن قومي أخرجوني. And if it was not, my people pushed me to leave it, or they literally drove me out of it. ma sakantu ghayraki. I will never live other than in this place. Subhanallah. Ar-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Now look at us. So again, you feel this hadith. Sometimes when we are in a city or a town or even neighborhood, when we are not comfortable, people are not nice to us, they really hurted us, we don't even, yani we wait for that moment that we will be leaving. And I was like, alhamdulillah, we are done. But not Mecca. Not Mecca. Subhanallah. Ma atyabuki min balad. What a beautiful town you are. What a pure town you are, or a city you are. Wa ahabuki ilay. There is no other place. I can imagine, yani I always, every time I leave Mecca, subhanAllah, I remember this, and I was like, how, yani subhanAllah, how difficult it was. How difficult it was for Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to leave. SubhanAllah. It's his town, it's his city, he was born there. That's one thing. But also he knew all what I shared with you, it was his sayings. He knew this is the most beloved city to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the place where the first mosque was there. This is the place where it's safe. But then he said, وَأَحَبُّكِ إِلَيْهِ. You are the most beloved. And if it was not for your people, drove me out of it. مَا سَكَنْتُ غَيْرَكِ. I will not live anywhere other than this. And this is why when Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba, especially the Ansar, the people of Medina, were worried that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam will not come back after the conquer of Mecca. That's it. Alhamdulillah, the most beloved city. It's his family where he was born and raised. Now he conquered it. So they thought he will not come back. But subhanAllah, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was a human that does not take choices or decisions out of what he loves or doesn't love. It's all by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even when he left Mecca, it was an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the virtues of Mecca, and we talked about it last time, it was the place Allah chose it. That city, not only the Haram, that city, because we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the night journey of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he left from Mecca. He didn't leave from Masjid al-Haram. He actually left from Bayt Ummuhani, from the house of Ummuhani, one of the Sahabiyat. He left from there. Allah chose that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam leave this earth. Leave this earth to go to this sacred journey and go up to Allah to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the starting point, departure city, is Mecca. And again, all this earth is belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could have chosen any place, but he chose it. Masra nabiyhi alayhi salatu wasalam ila sama. He chose it to be the place where he left from it in this night journey through Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a city. This, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-Masjid al-Harami il Masjid al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. Glorify Allah, glory to Allah, who he took his servant in this night journey from Al-Masjid al-Haram, from the sacred city of Mecca to Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. One of the things when we travel, as much as we can, if we can apply that, as much as we can, again, Rasul ﷺ said this hadith, and this tells you the virtues of Mecca and also of Medina and of Jerusalem, the three in one hadith, in one saying of him. La tushaddu rihal, la tushaddu rihal. Rasul ﷺ said this, and Sayyidina Abu Huraira narrated it to us, and it is in al-Bukhari or Muslim. And he said, لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. You don't, literally, you don't pack and made the intention to travel except to three places. ثلاث مساجد, three mosques. So when I want to travel to see, to يعني, to visit mosques, these three has to be in the journey as, again, as much as possible. ثلاث مساجد. And that tells you the virtue of them. Masjidi, qala, masjid, Masjid al-Haram, first one, Mecca, the picture you see behind me, wa Masjid al-Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, al-Rasul, his masjid, Medina, wa Masjid al-Aqsa. Three masajid, لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. Three مساجد I need to go. So what I will say to everybody, as much as you can, if there is any way in your travel, especially if you're traveling, let's say from the west to the east or the opposite, if you can make a stop in Mecca or in Medina or both, do it even for a few hours. It's a blessed trip if you can. And he said, لا تشد الرحال. What is these three cities? And there's how many cities on this earth? Allah all created. لا تشد الرحال. You do not do it except two, three. One of the beauty about Mecca and Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the Holy Mosque or the sanctuary, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the following. But before I say the ayah, you know when you love something and it means something to you, say it's mine. So for example, if you have a pen, say it's my pen. Parents, they say my children. And they say this is in the Arabic language, idafa. You add this thing to a human being, for example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very few times in the Quran, he used this al-idafa. He used this link. He linked something with him, subhanahu. So he linked us. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Qulli ibadi, my servant. My Allah. So subhanallah, and we are the sinners. And قُلِّ عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Out of his rahmah, subhanah, of his compassionate. So he added us, connected us with them. Something special for al-Masjid al-Haram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added it to himself. وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ. Purify my house. للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود. And purify and beautify my house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my house, للطائفين. So remember, if you are there, planning to go there, was there, you really want to go and making dua to Allah, remember this. When you are in tawaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the order to Sayyidina Ibrahim to purify it and beautify it. And it is his house for his guests, you and me. It's ijlal, it is glorifying, it's out of love that Allah said, my house. Subhanallah. And Allah said this in Surah Al-Hajj, and he did it in Surah Al-Baqarah. Subhanallah. And so let's not forget these. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it inside us people that we love his house. Subhanallah. And Allah said, وَإِجْعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us love his house. It's Muslims usually love to go to his house, subhanahu ya Rabbi. And again, Allah, that's what he said. عَطَفَ الْقُلُوبَ إِلَى بَيْتِهِ الْحَرَامِ. He made human beings love to go to his house. The more you go, and I've said this many times, and sometimes people say, don't you have enough? The answer is always, you hear it. Anytime somebody has came back, the first thing they tell you, I would love to go back again. And then you say, didn't you have enough? Or you say inside yours, like, how many times I want to go? It's amazing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this only for his house. Once you see it, you keep wanting to go again and again and again. And you wonder, why is this? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us, yani put in us something about loving his house. Subhanah, ya Rabbi. And just something for all of us going there or being there. Let's remember, because it is very virtuous, committing sins inside the sanctuary, all of it is something grave. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah said this in Surah Al-Hajj, whomsoever wants to be zulm, injustice, ilhad. Ilhad, profanity. Ilhad is associating one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nudhiqhu min adhabin aleem. We will make him or her taste severe punishment. We need to be very careful. I cannot disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside Mecca. I can't use my tongue to hurt people and I am inside Mecca. I cannot use my phone or the internet inside Mecca to disobey him, subhanahu. It's a haram. It's sanctuary. It is absolutely special place on this earth like no other place. And the last thing I'm going to end up with, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As, he used to say, because they were, the Sahaba were very worried about these things. And he used to have two homes. Look at this. Two homes. SubhanAllah. One home inside Mecca. And one home, yani inside the haram part. And one home outside the haram part. SubhanAllah. And why is that? He said, when he wants, La ilaha illallah, when I was reading this, when he wants to have argument with his wife, it's usually outside Mecca. They go into that house, the one outside Mecca. If he wants to pray, he goes to the house inside Mecca. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Again, remember, yani, it is not that far. But the idea is what we all need to remember. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me the first one to feel this and practice this. Is when I am there, when I am there, I am not anywhere else. When I am going there, I'm not going for vacation. It's not a holiday. No. It's a holiday from this dunya. It's a holiday from this life. It's a holiday from the attachments. It's a holiday and a vacation from the routine, from the usual. But I am not going to have fun. I will go and have fun, but the way it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He wants me to do, subhanahu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi Ameen, invite every one of us, Ya Rabbi Ameen, every one of us, may He invite us to go to His house again and again and again and again. And more importantly, He makes us, or I always say this, is like, show the best in you in His house. Show the best of you in His house. And may He help me and help you and help everybody to be so grateful to the fact He invited me. And how do I show my gratefulness? By absolutely acting like the abd, like the servant of Allah in His house. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Tasliman kathira.